We start a new week with a hat tip to a legend. Peter King is retiring. After writing his great Monday NFL columns for various publications for 27 years, and after being a sports writer for 44 years, King writes in his column this Monday morning that he is moving on. He said he's using an asterisk to his retirement because while he doesn't know what the future holds, he probably will end up doing something and work somewhere. But congratulations to a class act who was such a leader in NFL media, a mentor to so many, and he established a pioneering format and a way of covering a sports league. Well done, Peter King. And this is your Morning Buzzcast for Monday, February 26th, the last week of February. Hard to believe how fast 2024 is moving. I'm Abe Madcore. Thanks for listening to the Buzzcast. A big opening weekend for Major League Soccer. It was great to see Commissioner Don Garber and others at the Charlotte FC opener on Saturday night at Bank of America Stadium. Garber had started his day in Columbus with a ring ceremony for the Columbus Crew at Laura.com Field, and then he came to Charlotte. The game experience Saturday night in Charlotte was dynamic, and I'm struck by the fans who attend Charlotte FC games. There were more than 62,000 of them Saturday night, and this team has really carved out quite a following locally here. It's families. It's young children. It's diverse. But it's also a group of adult friends just having a good night out. It's an interesting, healthy mix at the stadium. On Sunday, Don Garber went to California for the Galaxy hosting Inter Miami and Lionel Messi. Dignity Park Stadium in Los Angeles, a sellout. You had a record crowd of 27,600. The Galaxy handed out more than 200 media credentials. That is four times the usual amount. And they still couldn't accommodate all media that wanted to be credentialed. One report said the stadium area was packed 2 hours before the game. The Galaxy and the city of Los Angeles also welcomed back one of its former stars, with Inter Miami co-owner David Beckham being in the house. So the night was filled with bold-faced names in attendance. Garber spent time with Beckham and Galaxy owner Phil Anschutz, and Garber acknowledged that everyone within the league, everyone at MLS, is working hard to build on this messy momentum, and that's what it really feels like. It really feels like across MLS, everyone knows this is a special moment for the league. And I'll just say, the revenue that Messi is driving, wow, it is real. The gate revenue alone for home teams hosting an Inter Miami match is a true game changer for these MLS clubs. We'll have more on that certainly throughout the MLS season. Let's shift to the NFL because the salary cap came out late Friday and it will be a league record of $255 million. That's an increase of more than $30 million from last year. Many estimated that the cap would come in around $242 million, but it came in higher than that. Much of that is driven by the influx of new media deals. And so everybody's benefiting, the teams, the players. And teams certainly have a lot to work with. Now, the top five NFL teams in terms of cap space, the top five going into the offseason, the Commanders, the Patriots, the Bears, the Titans, and the Bengals. Now, the bottom five NFL teams with difficult or no cap space, the Broncos, the Chargers, the Dolphins, the Saints, and the Bills. So those teams have some difficult decisions to make. NFL free agency officially opens Monday, March 11th. But if you look at it and you know your salary cap's $255 million per team, and you know what you're getting just from a check from the NFL in terms of league revenue, you can see why it's pretty good business to be an NFL owner these days. Let's move on. NASCAR is offering to extend the charter system for 7 years concurrent to its new media rights agreement, according to sources cited by SBJ's Adam Stern over the weekend. But NASCAR teams are still seeking something closer to a permanent status and a charter in perpetuity. This seems to be the rub here, preventing a deal on the charter system. So as a middle ground, teams are reportedly open to an evergreen status where they keep the charters permanently as long as they meet a list of requirements that would be agreed on with NASCAR, such as running every race, being competitive, certain spending limits. So these are the things that are still in play. The original charter agreement was negotiated in 2015. That expires at the end of this year of 24. So that's why they are working hard to get an extension to this deal. Of course, the charter system was designed to give teams a form of enterprise value they never had, and it is working, but it still needs to be extended. No deal yet between NASCAR and its teams. You know we're keeping our eye on the future of the Arizona Coyotes at the NHL because, of course, the Coyotes are looking for a long-term home for the franchise. But here is another NHL team to keep your eye on, the Winnipeg Jets. And here's why. The team is seeing a drop in season tickets and in attendance. And Commissioner Gary Bettman will actually be in Winnipeg for a day this week to meet with some of the team's top partners and fans. Now, his message is to energize this fan base. The Jets have seen more than a 30% drop in the last 3 years in their season ticket base. And so their overall attendance of just over 13,000 is the lowest of any NHL team other than the Coyotes. And the team chairman, Mark Chipman, really went public, saying they need to get their season ticket base back up to about 13,000 season tickets. It's below 9,500 right now. And he said the current situation and the support in Winnipeg is not going to work over the long haul. So remember, Winnipeg lost a team, brought back a team in 2011 as the Jets. And so they're working hard to build up momentum and maintain support of the NHL in Winnipeg. Let's end the Buzzcast with some quick hitters. Yes, it is the Caitlin Clark effect, and the interest in women's college basketball is real. Here is another data point. How about this? Every session of the Big Ten Women's Basketball Tournament at Target Center in Minneapolis has sold out for the first time. Big Ten officials are estimating nearly 110,000 fans will attend the 7 sessions, and that will likely double the Big Ten's total attendance record of around 48,000, which was set last year. And it just shows how much and how many fans are following and interested in women's college basketball. This is a very good day and a very good run for women's college hoops. Over to baseball, MLBPA President Tony Clark said over the weekend that the union is talking to Nike after continued player complaints around the new uniforms, and he's hopeful that some adjustments can be made to the uniforms before the start of the season. And I'm sorry, but just call me incredibly perplexed on how this uniform issue has really dominated spring training and just how it happened. I'm getting a lot of questions, and I certainly have no answers there. And finally, we'll end on one of the good people in sports, Warriors coach Steve Kerr. He is now the highest paid coach in NBA history. He signed a 2-year, $35 million contract extension with the Warriors. He is represented by Priority Sports. His deal was set to expire at the end of this season, and there was a lot of questions. If he left, boy, the Warriors would have changed dramatically. But at $17.5 million per season, he has a 2-year extension. That aligns him with the 2 years left on Steph Curry's contract. And then, who knows, there could be a lot of changes. But Steve Kerr now gets a big deal. Now, he doesn't make as much as Greg Popovich, but Greg Popovich holds dual titles of president and coach. Steve Kerr, of course, has coached the Warriors to 4 NBA championships. And to me, Steve Kerr is one of the best, most dignified, and classiest coaches out there. So good for him with this record extension. And that is your Morning Buzzcast for Monday, February 26th, a Morning Buzzcast to start the week. Stay healthy, be good to each other. I'll speak to you tomorrow.